Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. Many of you are probably going to hit the Easter candy sales. I know I am. I'm going to, right as soon as I get done with the show, head over and try to find some of the candies, like the Peeps, like the candy Peeps. You know, I'm not a really big Peep person because I'm not a big marshmallow eater. I really like the little chocolate eggs. And I didn't really get a lot this year because, again, we're watching our weight and we don't really want excess sugar. But Peeps have been criticized a lot. I think they're cute. I posted a meme of a Peep show. I don't know if you guys saw that, where the Peep doves or the birds are sitting there watching these little bunnies that are doing a pole dance, or it's called Peep Show. There's a lot of those Peep memes. Apparently a consumer group is warning of cancer-causing agents in Peeps. And it's stemming from the red food dye number 3. This red dye number 3 keeps coming up. So Consumer Reports is warning consumers to avoid the candy, especially the pink and purple ones. They've launched a petition asking Just Born Quality Confections, which is the company that makes Peeps, to use a safer alternative. Now, the dye called Red Number 3 is also known as, erythrocine or erythrocine. And it's used as an additive in foods, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics. And in 1990, the FDA banned it in cosmetics and in some drugs and foods, but not entirely in foods. But they banned it in cosmetics because of cancer risk in animals. I think some of the cancer was thyroid cancer in early studies. But it's still in many foods because many regulators argue that the levels are so low, it's still within the acceptable range of safety. What they don't understand is when you do get a box of 10 Peeps, or what they call them, chicks, and you do get a box of 10 of them, you're going to probably go through that box. So now you start to wonder, well, exactly how much are people absorbing? See, I like the blue. If I buy Peeps, my favorite color is blue, so I don't really buy the pink. Well, according to Consumer Reports, they said, despite the health concerns about Red Dye 3, the ingredient is found in Peeps Pink Marshmallow Chicks, Peeps Pink Marshmallow Bunnies, Peeps Lavender Marshmallow Chicks, Peeps Lavender Marshmallow Bunnies. They said Red Dye 3 is also found in other products made by the company, like Hot Tamales, Peeps Hot Tamale Marshmallow Chicks, Party Cake Peeps, Peeps Fruit Punch Marshmallow Chicks, and Peeps Wild Berry Marshmallow Bunnies. Ooh, that does sound good. I have had a variety of Peep flavors, like the chocolate I thought was good. By the way, the birthday cake Peeps are delicious because they actually, I didn't have them this year. I think last year I had them where there was a frosting coat, like a frosting hard coat to the Peep. Oh my gosh, it was delicious. I just didn't buy them this year because, again, we're trying to lose weight and avoid sugar. So anyway, according to the Environmental Working Group, which notified Consumer Reports and other individuals, more than 2,900 food products on the market today contain Red Dye 3, including many artificially flavored and artificially colored candy marketed to children. The FDA requires manufacturers to list Red Dye 3 as an ingredient on a food label. Now, the California Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, called OEHA, suggests that the federal guidelines might not be enough to protect consumers. In fact, they're investigating neurodevelopmental disorders. So according to the California agency, they say that the percentage of American children and adolescents diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has increased from an estimated 6.1% to 10.2% over the last two decades. Concerns about increasing rates of ADHD and other behavioral disorders have prompted the California legislature to ask OEHHA to conduct the food dye assessment. Now, the FDA has a food additive policy, and they go into the color additives. They say naturally occurring color additives have been used for a long time, from vegetable mineral sources to color foods and drugs and cosmetics, using paprika, turmeric, saffron, iron, lead oxides, copper sulfate. They say even the FDA said early Egyptians used artificial colors in cosmetics and hair dyes. Wine was artificially colored back in 300 B.C., They say in 1856, William Henry Perkin discovered the first synthetic organic dye called mauve. Discoveries of similar dyes soon followed, used to color foods and cosmetics. Federal oversight began in the 1880s. And then they started looking at color-imparting ingredients. Then the USDA's Bureau of Chemistry began researching these. Butter and cheese were the first foods for which the federal government allowed it. By 1900, many foods, drugs, and cosmetics were being artificially colored. But in 1906, they passed the Food and Drugs Act, which prohibited the use of poisonous or deleterious colors in confectionery and the coloring and staining of food to conceal damage or inferiority. So, like, for example, what some people would do is you add bleach to milk to make the milk look more white. Well, that could kill somebody. So the USDA had to have food inspectors. And then by 1927, they had the FDA was newly established, allowed them to enforce the Food and Drugs Act of 1906. By 1931, we had 15 colors that we could use, and then color additives expanded by then. But there were some studies that had looked at why there needs to be regulation, as studies came out saying that there could be risks. So it's interesting to see where we're at with this, but I think the FDA is looking at any petition. There is a petition review process, so we'll see what happens with that in the peeps. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a surfer in Hawaii is currently in serious condition after he was bitten by a shark in the leg yesterday. Now, this happened, I believe, off the island of Oahu, and according to Honolulu Emergency Medical Services, a 58-year-old man was attacked shortly before 7 a.m. near the Kiwalo Basin. The surfer has not been identified yet by authorities, but this is being reported by The Independent. The EMS said that paramedics responded to the incident and administered life-saving treatment to a patient who was surfing and suffered a shark bite to his right leg. Suffered shark bite. So a lot of times in medicine, we don't have to use our prepositions. Patient states this. We don't necessarily will use a patient. Yeah. Honolulu Ocean Safety will continue to patrol the waters off the Kiwalo Basin and Ala Moana after this morning's shark bite. Lifeguards posted signs in the area. This is the fourth shark incident this year and the third in which someone suffered a bite, according to the outlet, citing an incident list kept by the State Department of Land and Natural Resources Division of Aquatic Resources. On March 19th, 2 5-foot black-tip reef sharks bit a swimmer at Anahuhumalu on the Hawaiian island, leaving lacerations to the back of their left knee and hand. That's the same night, two cookie-cutter sharks, they call them, approximately 18 and 22 inches long, caused semicircular puncture wounds to a swimmer's chest and abdomen 12 miles from Papohaku Beach. On February 19th, a person who was on his inflatable stand-up paddleboard near Kihei, Maui, had part of the board bitten off by a shark. Shark bite incidents in Hawaiian waters are rare. So they say it's so rare they don't want people, you know, freaking out. But, you know, wasn't there in Hawaii, I think it was last year, older woman, 50, 60 years old, snorkeling, and then she got eaten by a shark. And, you know, I get frustrated when I hear stories like this because this surfer was 58 years old. Good for him for surfing. You know, 58 years old. That's still considered middle age. Now, I know people used to think middle age was 35 to 55. I think middle age is 45 to 65. Good for him for being out there and exercising and enjoy at 7 a.m. That means that must have been his workout. His workout is, I'm going to surf and catch some waves. And it sucks when you hear somebody doing things with nature can nearly die. And again, he needed life-saving measures, so my guess is it possibly hit an artery. And so, I want people to be active. I want people to snorkel and enjoy. I love when people take vacations when it includes nature, where they're going to hike or camp or swim or snorkel, because I think we don't get enough exercise. And what a great way to include exercise, because, you know, you want to eat and you want to enjoy the piña colada, so you're going to take in extra calories. But very cool if you're going to swim it off or snorkel it off or scuba dive it off or hike it off. I think that's fantastic. But it stinks when you hear a 58-year-old suffered that. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are still in shock when we saw that 5 people died and 9 others were wounded when what we've been told, a disgruntled employee entered the Old National Bank this morning. Among the dead are the gunman, who is said to be either a former employee or possibly a current employee. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said that he has 2 close friends among the 5 people who died in the shooting. He said he had a close friend that didn't make it, and I have another one that didn't either. A third friend is among at least 9 people injured and currently in critical condition. The shooter, believed to be a disgruntled employee, opened fire during a conference at the bank at around 8:30 a.m. Bank employees said they tried to hide inside a vault after spotting a man with an AR-15-style assault rifle entered the building. Now, the building also has real estate and other businesses, so it might have been like a strip mall. I can't necessarily see what the building looks like. But unfortunately, the gunman stormed the banker's morning meeting, so he must have known. Shooting happened at 8:33. 2 officers were shot, including one who is now undergoing surgery. Officers arrived on the scene within 3 minutes, which is fantastic timing. Unfortunately, when they arrived, the shots were still being fired. They opened fire, and then one sustained a gunshot wound. And I think the gunman died by a self-inflicted wound, or maybe he was shot by the police officer. So we'll keep you posted as we find out more. But it is, it's just heartbreaking to see things like this happen. And honestly, disgruntled employees, I trust less than the average stranger. I think we're more at risk from people we know than strangers sometimes. We'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FBI has sent a warning to all of us saying do not use public phone charging stations. These public phone charging stations, I see at airports, and I got to tell you, people huddle up to them like it's, you know, free food. And hackers have found a way to introduce malware and other software onto devices through these public stations. So FBI's Denver Twitter account said, avoid using free charging stations at airports, hotels, or shopping centers. Bad actors have figured out ways to use public USB ports to introduce malware and monitoring software onto devices. Carry your own charger and USB cord and use an electric outlet instead. That's what I always do. I will just find an outlet. I won't necessarily go to the charging station. So the FBI Denver's office told the Hill nothing prompted the warning on social media, but it was a public service announcement. But the Federal Communications Commission has also warned against the use on their website, saying hackers are able to load malware onto the USB ports, giving them the ability to maliciously access devices. The agency calls it juice packing. They say if your battery is running low, be aware that juicing up your electronic device at free, such as those found at airport gates, in hotels, or other travel-friendly locations, could have unfortunate consequences. Yeah, so when I see a USB charger port, I just instinctively don't like sticking it in there. I don't know why. Like there's alarm clocks that now have that. For some reason, I don't like that. Now, I will, on a plane, use those. So if my seat has a charging port, I will use it. Because you don't necessarily have an outlet. But other than that, if you can access an outlet, I'd rather you do that. And the funny thing is this is a new cyber theft tactic called juice jacking. Whenever we are victims, it's when we're vulnerable. And I have seen people so vulnerable when they're low on battery. I've seen them like almost completely change where they're like, oh my gosh, just don't talk to me. I need to find an outlet. You're like, it's just your phone. People panic. And so with this panic, you can end up not thinking. And I know there's people listening to this going, look, if my battery is low, I'll take the risk. You know what? Don't let yourself get that low. And there are multiple products out there, and I get it. I've wasted a lot of money on them, and I don't think they're the best buy. But I got to tell you, when you are losing juice, these, I think they used to be called Mophies, or they're the extra battery pack. You got to do it. You got to do it. Have those ready to go so you don't have to use it. The FCC warns that such malware can give criminals access to your personal data and passwords they can use personally to sell to other actors. They call them bad actors. I know you guys are thinking, like, what, bad actor, like Seth Rogen? I think Seth Rogen does a good job, but bad actors, we're just talking about bad people. Yeah, they don't want to use the term people, I guess, anymore, so they call them bad actors. So instead of using the public USB charging stations, use a portable charger, AC power outlet, or buy a charging-only cable. That does not allow the transfer of information while being used. Yeah, good luck with this, people. I think we have just become so vulnerable and so dependent on our electronics. And even me, when my phone is starting to lose battery, all my priorities change. I forget about eating. I forget about exercising. I forget about, you know, traffic laws. I'm like, I got to get home and charge, even though you could charge in your car. Always have, by the way, an extra cord in your car. You know, as we look at these power outlets, as we're coming into hurricane season and we're just leaving winter season, have a way to charge in your car. Because at least with your car, if it's not a power car, you can at least access power. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Today's mass shootings at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky. Very personal for Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
I have a very close friend that didn't make it today. And I have another close friend who didn't either. And one who's at the hospital that I hope is going to make it through.
Beshear's friends were among the four dead and eight wounded in the shootings inside Old National Bank. Police say the shooter was an ex-employee. Word of another shooting in Louisville. One dead, another wounded outside a community college. The shooter still at large. The Nashville City Council is holding a meeting this afternoon to possibly reinstate expelled House member Justin Jones. In Shelby County, near Memphis, the Board of Commissioners is set to vote Wednesday whether to reinstate Justin Pearson. Students at Rutgers University in New Jersey are being told to go to classes and complete their assignments, even though their professors are now on strike. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. We have a fungus outbreak, and this isn't the fungus outbreak, the Candida auris. This is a different one. Apparently, we have nearly 100 people that I believe have been infected with blastomycosis. And this is linked to a paper factory in Michigan. The fungus Blastomyces is feared to have arrived on moist and rotten wood at the Billerud paper mill in Escanaba in the north of the state. This is according to Daily Mail. Experts said that the scale of the outbreak was extraordinary, and if confirmed, this would be the largest recorded in the U.S. ever, 100 people. The fungus normally triggers 6,700 cases worldwide and 60 deaths every year. Outbreaks are usually less than 10 cases at a time, and I think it kills 1 in 100 people. But fungal infections are becoming more common, especially since there's a few reasons why I think we're going to see more fungus and more, and is because, you know, one is we've had a lot more moisture. I know people are saying, you know, global warming, things are getting drier. Well, the Southwest might be getting drier, but we're definitely, you know, seeing we had a lot of snow, a lot of storms. And climate always changes, so whether you call it climate change or whether you call it just storms, we had a lot of storms, so a lot of moisture. A lot of the moisture hit hard and then didn't get time to dry out, so standing water can link to more mold. And then something else that isn't really commonly talked about is we have a bunch of workers who are half-assed that might not be doing the cleaning and the checks and balances that are supposed to. Since the labor shortage, and since people are like, you know what, let them fire me, and the quiet quitting and all that. Mind you, I respect great employees. But remember some kid got an Entamoeba infection because the worker didn't check the water and the chlorine level every day like they were supposed to? They only did it a few times that week. That's some scary stuff. So if there are protocols, and those aren't being followed, because there's not enough staff, or the staff that are there are exhausted, that's a problem, and it puts people at risk. So I'm not sure what's going on, but they say all of the patients are workers at the factory. They have face symptoms, some with severe signs of the disease. One has been hospitalized for weeks. Now, blastomyces is a mold that lurks in damp soil and leaf litter, and we see it in the eastern part of the United States. It makes spores, so you could breathe in these spores, it'll infect the lungs, and then it'll cause you to have an illness that could look like COVID. Severe cases, the fungus will spread from the lungs to other parts of the body, muscles, bone, central nervous system. This could then trigger complications if it goes to the brain, like encephalitis, causing swelling of the brain and spinal cord. It will kill 1 in 100 people. Now, this is believed to be the largest outbreak of over 100 people right now. The current record held was an outbreak in Wisconsin in 2010. Now, that involved 55 cases, including 30 hospitalizations and 2 deaths. The source was never identified, but they thought that it might have been linked to outdoor recreational activities. Again, this is not the C. auris, the Candida auris. That's a different fungus. Now, Michigan has only recorded about 26 cases every year for the past 5 years. But the current outbreak, again, they are thinking it's rotting wood at the plants, but they can't say for sure. No current fatalities. But if 100 people are affected, you get a little nervous that somebody could. So Gerald Kell, who heads up the United Steelworkers Local 21 Union, is representing the employees at the plant, and said, I've been at the paper mill for about 11 years, and we have never seen anything like this. He said, of course, people are concerned. We aren't sure where the exposure is coming from. It's not pinpointed. We have cases throughout the mill. It's a 2,200-acre facility. So the outbreak apparently began last month when health authorities detected 15 cases. So basically what ends up happening is if you do end up getting sick, and you're not getting better, they tested you for COVID and you're negative, and they did a chest x-ray, and they start to see patterns that could be fungal, we can test you by blood, or we will have you cough up some sputum. We will then test that sputum for bacteria as well as fungus. Then, if we start to notice, and because I think blastomycosis is a reportable illness, the CDC then goes and looks to see if there is any similarities or any other patients or patterns. And so right now, this is the biggest outbreak. Again, we don't believe this is something that's going to affect the whole country. We do have antifungals like itraconazole that will disrupt the wall of the fungal cells, causing cell leakage, eventually death. But you sometimes need to take them for a very long time to kill the infection. We don't have vaccines for this. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that has been brought up that some of you have asked me about is the military method for falling asleep. It works. This is really, really cool. So I don't know if you've heard about this, but there is a way to fall asleep that allows you to fall asleep within seconds. Now, it can take a while to train yourself to do this, but it teaches you how to relax, visualize, and improve your sleep hygiene. And so this method might take a full 120 seconds or 2 minutes to do. But many people say the last 10 seconds of it will usually help you fall asleep. It's called the military method. Now, this was first reported by Sharon Ackerman. It comes from a book titled Relax and Win, Championship Performance. And according to Ackerman, the United States Navy pre-flight school created a routine to help pilots fall asleep in 2 minutes or less. It took pilots about 6 weeks of practice, but it worked. Even after drinking coffee, and even with gunfire noises in the background. So how the military method works, and don't do this while driving, is you relax your entire face, including the muscles inside your mouth. So you start with your face, and you just let the muscles lay floppy. Just go floppy. Then you drop your shoulders to release the tension in your neck. You let your hands drop to the side of your body. Hopefully you're in bed when this is happening. And then what I do is I tell people to think of all your muscle groups and like shut them off. From your shoulder to your bicep, you know, to your tricep, forearm, down to your hand, and down to the fingers, down to the fingertips. And just imagine you just shutting off all the muscle groups. Then exhale, relax your chest. Let the chest muscles, just think of the ribs, the muscles in between the ribs relaxing, everything shutting off. Then you go to your hips, your legs, your thighs, your calves, down to your feet and your tippy toes. Now you need to clear your mind, because if you think of, oh, I remember this cartoon, or I think of John Wick, or I think of, no, then you're going to tense up again. So while you're relaxing, you need to have a relaxing scene. Water, a, you know, little fish just sitting there, just making little bubbles, or a bubble floating, or a canoe on a still lake. But it has to be a very relaxing scene. Another thing they suggest is say the words, don't think, over and over again. Don't think. Don't think. You know how we would count sheep and that would cause anxiety? Say, don't think. They say within 10 seconds, you should fall asleep. So, if that doesn't work, you might need to still, you know, practice this more. And I get it. I tried to do it, and then all of a sudden the dog wanted to jump on, or my husband made a sound. And you should be able to do this despite somebody around. There's also the 4-7-8 breathing, where you close your lips and inhale for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7 seconds, exhale for 8. So, it's another way. But the key is to relax. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the weekend, I got a couple notes and discussions. Not really sure what I would call the next segment, but one had to do with one of my listeners was not going to see the Nike movie. I had brought up that I want to see that with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, because I thought Ford versus Ferrari was really good, and it just kind of has that look. Like, it takes history, and it talks about a product. But apparently there's a Nike boycott. I didn't know about that. I know about it now. There's a Nike boycott, and I want to see the movie. I saw Dungeons and Dragons. It was okay. I saw Shazam. I really want to see the Nike movie, so I'm going to. But somebody had written saying they're not because they're done with Nike, and I get people are pretty upset about some of the new marketing techniques. And somebody else had brought up Bud Light. You know, they said, Dahlia, you were in marketing. Would you have done what Bud Light did? So the topic, I guess, of the day is companies are struggling
with promoting a product, catering to their consumer base, raising sales in a post-COVID inflation recession world, but at the same time, checking the boxes and making sure they show that they are progressive. And it's interesting because, you know, what we saw with Silicon Valley Bank, and I don't know if this is true, but allegedly the person responsible for risk and making sure that the bank didn't collapse, her focus was split on doing that and making sure she was organizing a pride parade and progressive sort of priorities. And being progressive is nice. If that's what you want to do, I think if a company wants to show they support communities, that's great. But you have to make sure that if you're a business, you do what needs to be done first. So if you have to make a product that'll sell, if you have to make a product that will not tick somebody off, if you have to, like, for your banking consumers, if you have to make sure that if the bonds are going to be changing value based on interest rate hikes, things like that, you're making sure that your top priority is that your customer is getting what they need, okay, without, you know, being discriminatory and whatever. If you want to go above and beyond and show on top of that, you are doing additional things for the community, that's nice. But don't distract, you know, the people that have to focus on getting the job done. You've got to get the job done. And you got to do the job right. So with Bud Light, apparently I think it was Alyssa Heinerscheid, who is, I think, the one who I think she's one of the marketing executives. She had said, look, you know, we want to, she's a Harvard graduate, they wanted to attract more female, younger drinkers. She said they said the market share of 13%, it's the number one brew, has a market share of 13%, but they said there would be no future of Bud Light if they don't attract more female and younger drinkers. So they felt using a transgender influencer such as Dylan Mulvaney would help that. Well, if a company, you know, if they, I have been amazed at some of the marketing techniques we've seen throughout the years, like the Coca-Cola song, Big Mac had done a song, the jingles, the Please Don't Squeeze the Shoreman, Weeble Wobbles Don't Fall Down. So there are, you know, some of these things are strokes of marketing genius. But if it's not, the product won't get bought. Unfortunately, when something is controversial, it starts to now politicize. So Bud Light could be a fantastic product, but now you have individuals kind of upset because they think there's politics involved. Just like with Nike, apparently an Olympian has now, a silver medalist has now been Sharon Davis, has called for a public boycott because of protecting women in sports versus transgender, athletes competing with them. So once things get political, it starts to get muddy. And I think things can be a lot simpler. You know, I don't know much about Dylan Mulvaney. If you want to include, let's say, a transgender actor, Laverne Cox, I'm a huge fan of. She was in Orange is the New Black. She has such a commanding presence. She does an amazing job. I think they can make an amazing commercial, but not about the sexuality of it. So I think they had Dylan in a bathing suit with a lot of jewelry and makeup and or in a bubble bath. You know, if you want to use an actor, whether they're male, female, transgender, you could use that actor. But I guess the added element of, well, we're, you know, if it sells, it sells. But if it doesn't, you know, I mean, Bud Light is, you know, has usually been a kind of a dude drink. Women drink beer. I don't think it's the healthiest drink. A lot of women don't drink beer because it bloats them in calories. So I don't know if you're going to get the female market base, market share by that. I mean, if you, you know, show you can have a low-calorie beer, or you show that you can make some very interesting drinks where beer tastes better, I think beer tastes like crap. Now, mind you, I love watching sports. I love hanging out with the guys. The one reason why I've never been able to identify as a guy is because I really don't like the taste of beer. Okay? And I don't think I'll ever get the guy card because I can't drink beer. I'm a girl. I'm heterosexual. I love my husband. I love wearing his clothes. Love sports. I can't stand the taste of beer. I'll drink it if I have to, but eh. So maybe do something about the taste, because there's a lot of people that don't like the taste of it. You know, so if they think that's what's going to sell, that, you know, these marketing people, they know what their market share is, and you know, it might work. But I think I would have maybe done the commercial a little differently. Somebody dancing in a bathtub, drinking a Bud Light. I don't know if that would sell. You know, maybe, you know, you want to celebrate, you have people celebrating and grabbing a drink, and so you knock over the soda pop because of its calories, you knock over the foo-foo drink, and you go and you grab that. I mean, I don't know. I've done marketing, and I'm sure I could come up with a commercial. I can't do it on the fly right now. But I think there might have been some better ways to market it. So what I tell people to do is, I don't think you have to, I mean, if you want to boycott something because you think it's hurting, you know, children or hurting animals or whatever, you know, you have that right. It's a peaceful way to protest. But if you're mad that a company is choosing a way to market, the marketing will always solve itself. If a marketing campaign works, they're going to sell. And it's interesting because boycotts, actually, most people didn't even know what Bud Light did or what Nike did. And the fact that there's all this news, it just gave them press. So when people say, well, you know, we need companies to not be so divisive and political, if it gets them press, they're going to continue to do it. And if that works for them, that's what marketing companies do. All the power to them. So, you know, if you don't like the way they market something, you know, then you don't have to buy the product. If you like the product, you buy the product. I mean, how many products are out there where I really think that they, oh, like Quiznos subs. Remember there was the Quiznos subs, we have a pepper bar, and I forget if it was like a potato or a pepper. Crazy commercial. Did it? If I wanted a Quiznos sub, I ate a Quiznos sub. I didn't care about the commercial. So, 1-877-FDOLLY, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.